We hope you've had a great week. Today is Thursday, June 18th.
It's our anniversary.
It is our anniversary.
We've been married 9 years today.
9 years. So, yeah, it's been a good day for us.
We read in the news today that some restrictions will be lifted. We're entering phase two of the, I guess they're still calling it a lockdown. So there's some new things we can do. So check that out. I'm not going to describe them because I'm going to tell you to go to the authorities and see what they are. But there's no indication of when we'll get back to normal at church, when we'll be able to gather. And I don't know about you, but I am getting impatient with it. But I'm sure it'll be soon. And we're all trying to do what's best. We know that it won't be too long. You know, we're doing the best we can.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to see those of you who join us at our prayer meetings on Wednesdays on Zoom. I know it's not the same as us getting together, but I tell you, the Holy Spirit is so present during that time of us together. So if you can join us, we would love to have you there Wednesdays at 10 a.m. On Zoom. And the information is on Facebook. We also email it out. If you don't have it, drop us a phone call or text or email, and we can get that information to you. It's real easy. You don't even have to have internet. You can call in.
Yep. So today is Thursday. So as we do on every Thursday, we've had a busy day preparing food for the Largs Food Bank and delivering it to local families.
Yeah. We prepared two different menus. We got a huge donation of pasta. I think some of you are already aware of that, from Morrison's. So we made a chicken and sweet corn pasta, and we got a ton of beautiful lettuce from the food bank. I guess it was yesterday. And so we did a salad with that pasta salad, and it was just beautiful and green and healthy and awesome. And then we did it's a beef, stewed beef dish, like a beef stew with carrots and swedes, served with mash. Very comfort food. Yeah, lots of good protein in there.
And all the dishes that go out, well, they have they're labeled and they have the ingredients, but they also have the church website on them and a little message for folks, so folks know how to get in touch with the church and hear what's going on and hear our services and follow us on Facebook. And we've had some people reach out to us.
Yeah, we actually got a message yesterday through Facebook, and we've had several people reach out, but this one in particular just was so precious. Reached out to us and thanked us for the meals and just said, you know, we're just having a really difficult time, and we appreciate those tasty meals so much. And, you know, the fact that this person went online and found us on Facebook and sent us a note to just say thank you meant the world to us.
It makes it worthwhile.
It really, yeah, really does.
So the gospel is being proclaimed in real tangible ways.
Yep.
We also had a fundraiser recently on
Facebook.
We
did. Steve had a birthday and decided to do a fundraiser on Facebook. And
I'm 54 years young this week.
Yes, he is. And I don't know what your final total was. We had to turn it off.
It was over 1,000 pounds. And when it got over 1,000 pounds, we stopped it. We said, that's our goal. We've reached our goal, and so we're done.
So for the hospitality fund, which is incredible because that helps to pay for containers and equipment and food.
And maybe a refrigerator.
And
we'll see.
Possibly, yes. We have to talk to our board about that.
We'll talk about what we can do with it now that we have the money. So, But thank you all for who supported, and thank you for your prayers.
Yes.
And just thank you, everyone who supports the church and its mission and in all of its mission in the way that it that the church reaches out to the community.
Absolutely. And thank you to Margaret and Jane this week for the sweets that you cooked for the food bank and for the families that were serving. It was very much appreciated and quite delicious. Steve and I got little samples before they went out, and they were just, it was awesome. Thank you.
We hope you're enjoying the Psalm Beach sermon series and the audio services that we're uploading each Sunday to the website. We've had two beautiful visits to virtual visits, I guess. It's been virtual visits to Psalm Beach so far. When we've looked at Psalm 16 and Psalm 8, two psalms of orientation that are very positive. But the weather forecast for Psalm Beach this coming Sunday is not quite so pleasant.
No, it is not.
So tune in on Sunday for more information about that. You'll understand that a little bit more. Psalm 69 is what we're going to be looking at this Sunday. And it's a little bit longer than Psalm 16 and Psalm 8. So we won't be looking at the whole thing. We won't be reading the whole psalm on Sunday, but we wanted to go ahead and read Psalm 69 for you here in this brief message. So I don't know how brief it's going to be because it's a long psalm, but we thought we'd read it together.
Yeah, let's do it.
And so this is Psalm 69. It is a prayer for deliverance from persecution, and its subscript is "To the leader according to lilies." That word in Hebrew for lilies is shoshanim. You may hear that on Sunday a little bit. And it is a Psalm of David.
Yeah.
And Tasha, you start.
You want me to start? Mm-hmm. Okay. "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary, with my eyes crying. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God.
More in number than the hairs of my head are those who hate me without cause. Many are those who would destroy me, my enemies who accuse me falsely. What I did not steal, must I now restore? Oh God, you know my folly. The wrongs I have done are not hidden from you. Do not let those who hope in you be put to shame because of me. O Lord of hosts, do not let those who seek you be dishonored because of me, O God of Israel.
It is for your sake that I have borne reproach, that shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my kindred, an alien to my mother's children. It is zeal for your house that has consumed me. The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. When I humbled my soul with fasting, they insulted me for doing so. When I made my sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. I am the subject of gossip for those who sit in the gate, and the drunkards make songs about me.
But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me. With your faithful help, rescue me from sinking in the mire. Let me be delivered from my enemies and from the deep waters. Do not let the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Draw near to me. Redeem me. Set me free because of my enemies.
You know the insults I receive, and my shame and dishonor. My foes are all known to you. Insults have broken my heart so that I am in despair. I looked for pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink.
Let their table be a trap for them, a snare for their allies. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and make their loins tremble continually. Pour out your indignation upon them. Let your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be a desolation. Let no one live in their tents, for they persecute those whom you have struck down, and those whom you have wounded they attack still more. Add guilt to their guilt. May they have no acquittal from you. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them not be enrolled among the righteous.
But I am lonely and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs. Let the oppressed see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive.
For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own that are in bonds. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and his servants shall live there and possess it. The children of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall live in it.
Well, that's Psalm 69.
We hope you'll join us on Sunday. We'll explore more about what God has to say to us through this scripture. Yeah. And by the way, next Sunday, June 28th, we'll be taking a break from our Psalm Beach series for a Big Faith Sunday.
We'll have a Big Faith sermon available in the morning and a Bible study in the evening on Zoom. We'll go back to our evening Bible study.
That's right. Yeah. It'll be 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
That Sunday, yep. On the 28th. And we'll be looking at the widow who gives an offering in Mark 12 and Luke 21. Pastor Tasha will be sharing with us, and we're sure it'll be a blessing to you.
So join us on Sunday. Look for us when you're out walking about, and may God bless you this week, and we hope to see you soon.